Well, hey there, everyone. Thanks for coming in for another episode of Developers, Developers, Developers. And can I just say that, wow, there have been so many different announcements and releases and so on and so forth since the last time that we got together at the beginning of July. As when I was putting together What's Up Developer for this month, I'm just like, there's a lot of stuff. So with that, let's actually get right into it. So on the menu for this month, we actually have just announced today Windows 8 has officially RTM'd, and you can actually go to the Windows 8 blog, and you can see actually Stephen Sinofsky has a blog post on there about kind of like the journey and how that's been going on. So really cool stuff. And of course, last time we got together, we didn't have a date for general availability. Sure enough, now we do. So you can actually go ahead and mark the date on your calendars as October 26th. This is the day when you'll actually be able to go into a store and purchase Windows 8 on new PCs and in a box, which is actually really cool. Until then, of course, make sure you download it if you haven't downloaded it already. And by the way, check out this upgrade to Windows 8 offer that I have there for you, devs3.ms/upgrade to Win8. Really interesting upgrade offer for anyone who currently has Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7 to upgrade to Windows 8 for $39.99, actually, which is really great deal if you think about it. While we're on the topic, of course, of Windows 8, they actually just recently announced the next build conference, Build 2012. You can actually get more information on this at buildwindows.com, but effectively, it's just the next conference after last September's build conference, where they really got into, showing Windows 8 and so on and so forth. Apparently, lots of really good stuff scheduled for this year. So that's happening October 30th to November 2nd. It's happening on the Microsoft campus in Redmond, and registration opens on August the 8th at 8 Pacific time. And did you notice what the date was? 8-8 at 8? Anyway, I thought it was kind of clever. So make sure if you're interested in going to the Build conference that you go ahead and sign up when registration opens. And then, of course, up until then, what are you going to be doing? You're going to be building apps, of course. At least I'm hoping that you're going to be building apps. So, of course, we do have more hackathons coming. Now, this was really popular when we ran it earlier this year. So, the Windows 8 hackathons are back again, which is awesome. It's a free full-day activity where you go in and learn tips and tricks about app creation, how to get into the Windows Store. There's guidance and stuff like that that you can actually get from experts who have built Windows 8 applications already. Couple dates for you. Vancouver, you're actually up this week. Toronto next, and Ottawa next week. Then Montreal, of course, the week after that. Now, these things go pretty quick. So go in and register and make sure that you have your spot at the hackathon. Of course, leading up to that, as you're thinking about your ideas, or if you're actually already playing around with your Windows 8 app, make sure you check out these Windows 8 developer resources that I have there for you. These are actually really core, if you will, to the building of Windows 8 applications and really get you understanding how to create these Windows 8 experiences. And actually, Paul will be on a little bit later to talk to us about app experiences. So we'll get into that. But in the meantime, a little bit of reading for you. You can check out What's a Metro Style App, making great Metro Style apps. And for web developers, because obviously you can create Metro Style apps now with HTML5 and JavaScript, check out Building Metro Style Apps for Web Developers and what you need to know so that you kind of get on board. Then, of course, last part of this, so you have the hackathons, you have some resources. Now, what you can have is actually get your app reviewed by a Microsoft field engineer. Now, what's cool about this is that usually to have your application reviewed by a field engineer is usually a relatively pricey deal. But actually, they're coming out now and helping out developers across Canada for free. which is cool. So if you are in fact building an app already, or you plan to build an app already, check out this particular blog post on how you can get your application reviewed by the field engineer. They're going to run through a whole bunch of certification things with you, check for proper use of the Metro look and feel and the app experience. And then, of course, as they're going through, they'll make some suggestions, recommendation to really make that app that you're building rock solid. So that should actually be quite awesome. Definitely, definitely, definitely take advantage of that. Now, of course, it's not enough that Windows 8 just RTM today. If you check out Thomosagar's blog post, he actually has a blog post on there as well about, hey, Visual Studio 2012 has RTM'd. So that's ready to go. Also announced today, my apologies for putting save the date there for October 26th. That's actually supposed to be make sure that you check out MSDN for updates as to when it'll be available for you to go ahead and download. If you're interested, there's also going to be a virtual launch event that the Visual Studio team is doing on September the 12th. You can get more information on that one at visualstudiolaunch.com. You'll have saved the dates there and Facebook and so on and so forth. So really cool event to check out so you can see what's new and exciting in Visual Studio 2012. Next up, of course, is the new Office. Now this had deployed a little bit ago, just a couple of days ago actually. And if you haven't had a chance to download it, do yourself a favor and download this thing. The updates that they made are just fantastic, especially if you're a tablet user like me. Lots of updates to how you do touch interfaces and just interacting with the actual applications. Also, there is a Windows 8 application for OneNote, which is actually really cool. I've started using it a lot. It's called OneNote MX. It's already in the Windows Store. So for those of you guys on Windows 8, go ahead, download that. Great experience writing in your notebooks and so on and so forth. But the nice part is, of course, it syncs with your SkyDrive. So all of your notebooks are available to you across whatever devices you're using, which is just simply awesome. Download Office 2013, give it a try, you won't be disappointed. For web developers watching, there's actually a new show on Channel 9 called Foxy, or Fox IE, depending on how you want to look at it. And it's actually by the Mozilla guys and the Internet Explorer guys, and talks about modern web standards and really hardcore about what the browsers are doing for web developers. So check that out, devs3.ms/foxy. Hook that up to your favorite podcast application, download those, watch them when you can. Really, really good stuff. And last but not least, of course, just a reminder on the upcoming conferences that are happening sort of towards later on this year. You have Perry DevCon in Regina, SDEC in Winnipeg, DevTeach in Montreal. Really, really great content, and they've actually started putting up their sessions online so that you can actually see what you can expect from those conferences. So check out those sites. Registrations are open for all of them. Some of them still have early bird specials, some of them don't. So obviously register as early as you can. Believe it or not, as much as there's tons of news, that was actually really it. We went through that rather quickly. But that's actually just because it's time to actually talk about the real meat and potatoes of today's show, which is talking about consistent app experiences with none other than app creation guru, Paul LaBerge.